After the pre-Ivat Amidah on Friday night, we say Vayechulu, which we discussed previously, and then we say Birkat Me'ein Sheva. This is a bracha, one bracha, which reflects the seven themes of the brachot of the Shabbat Amidah. It starts with the paragraph of Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoteinu, and then moves into Magen Avot, and finishes off again with the paragraph of Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoteinu at Tzevim Nuchateinu. So this paragraph of Magen Avot, it reflects the seven brachot of the Shabbat Amidah. Magen Avot is the first bracha, Magen Avraham. Mechayei Meitim obviously reflects bracha of Mechayei HaMeitim. Hakel HaKadosh reflects the third bracha of Kedushat HaShem. That's the whole theme is of course about Shabbat. That's Kivam Ratzah L'Haniach Lehem L'Fanav Na'avod. That is the bracha of Avodah V'Ritzei and V'Techezena. V'Noder L'Shmo, thanking Hashem, is the bracha of Modim, and Adon HaShalom is the bracha of Hamavarich Et HaMoisa El Bashalom. This Mishnah Berurah says in Simrei Samachet, this bracha was instituted at a time when it was the shuls were outside of the city borders, and it was dangerous to be left there by yourself. So for the benefit of latecomers, there was something extra put in after the service so that everybody would be able to leave at the same time. There is discussion in the poskim about whether or not it's correct for the shliach tzibur to bend his knees and bow at the beginning of the bracha with Elokeinu Ve'elokei Avoteinu, like one would with the bracha of the first bracha of the Amidah. That's general minhag is not to do so, but Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was of the opinion that one should do, also Rav Eliashiv, and that was also the minhag of Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichrono Livracha, but many see it not as replacing the Amidah, and therefore hold that one doesn't bend one's knees. Because this bracha is put in specially because of the mezikin and people showing up late and such things. So the Shulchan Aruch says that in an ad hoc minyan, which is arranged in the house of a chatan or the house of an avel, so one doesn't say this bracha. That's because you don't need to worry so much about latecomers showing up later. This is a private minyan and everybody shows up together at the same time. That's the Mishnah Berurah discusses what exactly is the definition of a fixed minyan. And he says if there's you know, a place where they're davening for a short while, even if it's only a couple of days, but it's fixed for a few days, like perhaps at a trade fair or something like that, and there's a Sefer Torah, then one does say the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. So this is really a question of, you know, what establishes it as being fixed and kavua. Rav Osher Weiss has a tshuva that in his coronavirus Sheilot and Tshuvot dealing exactly with this question. Eretz Yisrael and other places, you've got minyanim which are outside, that's, and they've been going on for a number of weeks. That's, this is a fixed minyan outside, that's, it's not just a one-off. Does one say the bracha of Me'ein Sheva or does one not? He opines that it's all to do with the din of a Beit HaKnesset. A Beit HaKnesset is the place which is designated to tefillah. It's not to do with the regularity of the minyan. The fact that you're davening every there for every week for 10 weeks doesn't matter. It's if it's a place where you're davening and fixing as a Beit Knesset, so then you would say the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. That's why he says if you go away, you know, a group goes away to a hotel for a Shabbaton, and they fix one of the rooms to be the Beit HaKnesset, so then even though they're only there for Friday night and not say Shabbat, that would still have the din of a Beit Knesset, and one would say the bracha of Me'ein Sheva. That's, it's brought down in a number of poskim that the minhag of Yerushalayim is to say Me'ein Sheva in any event, even if it's an ad hoc minyan. But again, Rav Osher Weiss discusses that what exactly does the minhag Yerushalayim mean. He said it doesn't mean that anybody who shows up in Yerushalayim is bound by minhag Yerushalayim. It's if you're a real Yerushalmi, that's following on midorei dorot, that's in terms of both the dress and the behaviour and the values and the minhagim, so then you follow minhag Yerushalayim. That's after the Birkat Me'ein Sheva, the minhag in many shuls is to say kiddush. The Gemara in Masechet Pesachim says this was originally instituted because of the Oruchim, because there would be wayfarers who ate and slept in the shul. So therefore, the Shliach Tzibur would say Kiddush on their behalf, and then they would be Yotzei Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that they'd hear the Kiddush and they'd eat their meal, and they'd be Yotzei with that. Question is, nowadays we don't have any wayfarers. Why do we still say the Kiddush? That's the Torah says if he could abolish it, he definitely would. But Rabbeinu Yonah says it works. At least there are some people who don't know how to say Kiddush properly. So even though in principle we have Kiddush together with the Suda, there are some people who can't do that, so they'll be Yotzei the Kiddush in Shul. The Ran says it's a fixed Takana, so therefore we don't deviate from it. The Abu Dram says it's got a special din of a public Kiddush, similar to lighting the Hanukkah candles in Shul. We don't really fulfill any mitzvah with it, but it's a form of Pirsume Nisa. The Shulchan Aruch, that's in some Reish Samach Tet, says that the best minhag is not to say Kiddush in Shul. That's the proper minhag, and that's generally speaking the minhag in Eretz Yisrael. The Rama, however, says that the minhag is to say Kiddush, and that's the minhag in Chutz La'aretz. That's, so each kehila has its own practices there. Ad kan.